Hare Krishna, this Sunday English Love Feast lecture on non-vegetarian to prasadam given in Dwarka Temple on 7th February 2016 by myself Prashant Mukund Das.
Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, chant everybody. Dwarkadhish, Rukmani Dwarkadhish, Rukmani Dwarkadhish, Jaya Rukmani Dwarkadhish. Jaya Jagannatha, Jaya Baladeva, Subhadra, Jaya Sudarshana. Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Jaya Gauranitai. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Nitai Gaura Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nitai Gaura Hari Bol, Nitai Gaura Hari. Shri Rukmani Dwarkadhish Bhagwan Ki, Shri Shri Jagannath Baldev Subhadra Mahani Ki, Shri Shri Gaur Nathai Ki, Shri La Prabhupad Ki, Anant Koti Vaishna Bhakta Vind Ki, Nitai Nitai Gaur Hari Premanande, Hare Krishna. So we welcome all of you for today's Sunday Love Feast English class. So request that please switch off your mobile phones if you have, if I have. So I should also switch off. And please make your children also switch off. Or you can keep it on vibrator mode. It's your choice. Okay. So our today's topic is why embrace vegetarianism? Why should we become vegetarian? So today's class will be a PPT presentation. So, मुझको देखने से ज़्यादा इसको देखें, slide presentations को. So उसे, then you can understand that okay, why to take vegetarianism? Because when we start coming to Krishna consciousness, to ISKCON temples, we are asked to take on four regulative principles: no meat eating, no intoxication, no illicit sex, no gambling, isn't it? So when we follow these four regulative principles, people oftenly ask, what is the problem in taking meat? Why should not we take meat? So that thing came up to my mind. Various people ask this question, why not meat? Does meat create any problem in our life? So today we are going to discuss why not to eat meat and why to take vegetarianism. Though Prabhupada used to say, ISKCON's founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada, that we are not promoting vegetarianism. We are promoting Krishna consciousness. And Krishna consciousness has no relationship with the body. Krishna consciousness is for the soul. And soul is eternal Sat Chit Ananda Vigraha. So why to take vegetarianism if we are talking about soul? So, but to have good consciousness, there are three kinds of modes: mode of goodness, mode of passion, and mode of ignorance. So if we want to be Krishna conscious, we have to be all the time into mode of goodness. So for being in mode of goodness, we have to follow vegetarianism. But people oftenly ask, in householder life, one husband is eating vegetarian and wife is eating non-vegetarian, In some houses, some else is taking vegetarian and somebody else is taking non-vegetarian. So this is a problem in continuing with the Krishna consciousness. So today we will discuss why to take vegetarianism. You can chant one mantra. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gaur वाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे हरे कृष्णा. So the first point in taking vegetarian food. So we are going to discuss about the anatomy. Anatomy means those who are connected with medical field, they can understand what is anatomy. But those who are not connected with medical field, they will not able to understand what is anatomy. Anatomy is the structure of the body. So there are various kinds of animals and various kinds of man. So why man should take only vegetarian food? So we are going to discuss the anatomy. Is our body designed to consume the meat? Is our body designed to consume the meat? So we are going to discuss about the bodily concepts of vegetarian and non-vegetarian. First is, let us compare our body with carnivore as well as herbivore. So there are two types of animals, carnivorous and herbivorous. Herbivorous animals means those who take what? Only herbs, greenery, green vegetables and green grass. And carnivorous, those who eat only meat. So we will check that human body is compared to herbivorous or carnivorous. So what is it? Carnivore. Lion, tiger, only eat meat. And herbivore are like cows, which take only grass. If you put some meat in front of a cow, will she eat?
No.
Because she is completely surrendered to the category which she is, herbivorous. And tiger will never eat grass. Will eat? Tiger, have you ever seen? Sher ghas kha gaya. Have you ever heard about it? Nahi. So it means everybody is fixed to their categories. So why not man? So there is a comparison anatomy of eating. First is facial muscles. So first is facial muscles means the muscles of our face. Carnivorous, herbivorous and human. Carnivore, herbivore and human. So carnivore have a reduced to allow wide mouth gaps. In the mouth of carnivore, there is a wide gap. Tiger, look at the mouth of a tiger. Wide mouth gap, big mouth. Where herbivore have well-developed mouth. Sweet in looking, like cow looks very sweet. But tiger doesn't look sweet. And human are also well-developed, like very sweet in looking. We don't look like a meat eater. We look like a human. Second is jaw motions. We have minimal side-to-side motion. Carnivore has minimal side-to-side motion, whereas we have side-to-side, good side-to-side motion. Means we can chew like this, but carnivores cannot chew like this. Cow chew like this. Then comes teeth incisors. Carnivore have short and pointed teeth, and herbivore have broad, flattened and a spade-shaped, like human. Have you seen your teeth? Tiger teeth like jaws, like this. They don't need to cook even the meat. They can directly pounce on a hunt and then eat it like it. They have a sharp teeth, jaws. Where we have flat teeth. And herbivore also have flat teeth. Teeth canines. Carnivore have long, sharp and curved to tear flesh, where herbivore have dull and short or none. Similarly, human has short and blunt teeth. Teeth molars. Carnivore have sharp teeth, herbivore have flattened, and human have flattened teeth. Chewing. Carnivores swallow whole food, herbivore extensive chewing. We also chew the food. Tiger will never chew the food, just pounce upon and swallow. But cow will chew. Have you seen cows chewing like this, like a chewing gum? Similarly, human chew the food. Comparison with the saliva. Carnivore have acidic value, saliva, with carbohydrates, digesting enzymes not present. Herbivore have alkaline saliva, and similarly human have alkaline saliva. What do you mean by acidic and alkaline? When you eat meat, if you have acidic saliva, suddenly this meat will be burned to ashes and form into a solution, and it goes into the body. Similarly, if we have alkaline saliva, if we eat meat, it will not convert into solution for various days. It will be in your body and will create trouble to your body. And that is why there are so many diseases coming up, because we are belong to the category of herbivore, but we are trying to become carnivore. Once I meet one person and I asked, Prabhuji, are you vegetarian or non-vegetarian? He said, actually I am mocatarian. So I asked, mocatarian means, kare jaisa mauka milta hai na, waise ho jate hain. Neither I am vegetarian, neither I am non-vegetarian, I am mocatarian. So mocatarian is wrong for us. Then comes stomach acidic value. When food comes from your mouth to your food pipe and down to your stomach, the carnivore have a less than pH 1 value to digest the tough animals, muscles and bones. Whereas herbivore have pH value of 4 to 5. When you discuss about pH value, Sanjeev Prabhu can tell us pH value in laboratories. When you have very less pH value, means acid level is very high. Sulfuric acid, H2SO4 and HCl hydrochloric acid have very high pH level. You just put your finger will go in the solution, and when you take out, it will be no finger. This is called acidic solution, acids. When we use toilets, we use acid, but that is acid mixed with water, not the main acid. If you use the main acid, your floor will go away. It will be damaged. Concentrated acid can never be used. But the lion in his body, in his stomach, is carrying less than pH 1 value of acid, so that he eats the meat within fraction of seconds, that deer can convert into a solution. If we eat non-veg, it will not convert into solution for various days or months. It will be in your intestine, because your pH level is 4 to 5, very very less, alkaline. It's not acidic. Length of small intestines. Carnivore has a length to 3 to 6 times body length, and herbivore have 10 times to body length. Means our intestine are very very long, because we cannot digest non-veg food. But the lion can digest, because his intestine are very small. He just eat and next day come out into the stool, because his intestine are less. Our intestine are very long. If we take meat, it will be in your body line system for various months, and it will create so many troubles, stomach ache, headaches, chest pains, cancer, so many diseases will come up, because it will lie in your body for various days. It will not come out, because your intestine length is 10 times your body length. Then comes colon. Simple, short, colon means intestines. Their small intestine is called a small intestine, and colon is large intestines. Carnivore, simple, short and smooth, where herbivore have long and complex. So our intestines are long and complex, and lions, tigers, meat eaters have small and short intestines. Perspiration means sweat comes out of your body. Carnivore have no skin pores. Perspiration through tongue to cool the body. Have you seen tigers and dogs, the meat eater dogs? Their perspiration comes from tongue. From this side saliva comes, perspiration, sweat comes. Sweat doesn't come from the tiger's body, but sweat comes from our body and cow's body, buffalo's body, because they are carnivores. They are herbivores, not carnivores. Then comes nails. Carnivora have sharp claws, very sharp. And herbivore have flattened nails or blunt hooves, similarly like human. So if somebody wants to eat meat, by the God's creation, God has created him like a lion. He just pounces upon a animal with the sharp jaws, sharp nails. He just tear the animal and eat it like it. He doesn't go to Pind Baluchi to take the non-vegetarian special dishes. So this is called the comparison between the anatomy, the body structure of animal, herbivore and carnivore. So we belong to which category? Herbivore or carnivore?
Carnivore.
Yeah, these are herbivores, they are carnivores. We are herbivores or carnivores?
Herbivores.
So this concept is clear? Okay. Second is health and nutrition. Let us look at the nutrition value of a vegetarian diet. Can vegetarian food ensure a balanced diet for good health? People ask this question. Prabhuji, if we don't take non-veg food, the protein content will not be sufficient in our body. If we want to compete this world, if we want to become intelligent, if we want to become engineers, doctors, lawyers, sportsmen, musicians, we have to take non-veg. Without it, vegetarian, we cannot compete this world. Most popular myth. If I don't eat meat, I would suffer from lack of protein. This is a myth. This is not a truth. There are two things, truth and myth. Myth means which is not truth. That this is not truth. If I don't eat meat, I would suffer from lack of protein. Most proponents argue that vegetarian diet do not provide proper proteins. People compare and ask, can vegetarian diet provide full complete proteins to our body, carbohydrates to our body, fats to our body to complete this world? Hare Krishna, you are leaving? You are not able to understand or what? Okay, gudiya ka system hai to ja sakte hai. If it is ironic that those who eat meat get the worst quality of protein available. Those who eat meat get the worst quality of protein. What is written? Those who eat meat get the worst quality of protein, not the best quality of protein. People think that non-veg has best quality of protein. When I was in my young age, I used to do exercise and sports and everything. People generally ask, now also, Prabhuji, you used to work out in gym and you go to exercise, you go to sports grounds. You have taken a lot of meat. I said, I have never taken meat. Huh? Without meat, how can somebody become a sportsman? Because vegetarian has lot protein than the non-vegetarian items. Scientific research. Meat protein contains too much of uric acid to be broken down by liver and can lead to serious health problems in later life. Lot of uric acid in your body will be created and you will have gout, you will have arthritis, you will have rheumatoid arthritis, you will have spondylitis. These are problems coming up with the people because they are eager to eat non-veg food for the taste of their tongue. Vegetables and dairy products all provide an excellent source of protein and in much higher quality than that found in meat products. So dairy product, milk is a complete food. If you eat milk every day, if you drink milk every day, protein contents, fat contents, carbohydrates will be fulfilled. Milk is also known as a complete food. And that is why children, those who are born, infants, till 6 months of their life, they are given only milk products, only milk. And they survive without water even. Means milk is a complete food. So those who drink milk, they don't need to eat to have non-vegetarian items. One need only look at the most powerful animals on the planet. The elephant, rhino and gorilla all survive on vegetable fruits. So elephant eat 10 tons of food every day. 10 tons of food. And he is so powerful. More powerful than any other animals in the jungle. And he is not a non-vegetarian eater, he is a vegetarian eater. Research at Max Planck Institute, Germany have shown most vegetable fruits, seeds, nuts and grains are excellent source of complete protein. So those who take vegetarian, those who take to Krishna consciousness, they are more powerful than the people, those who take non-vegetarian food. People think Krishna consciousness coming means becoming weaker, becoming thinner. No. If you take more nuts, more fruits, more milk, you will become more powerful than anybody who is taking non-vegetarian foods. Meat is particularly hard to digest and greatly depletes our energy reserves in the digestive process. Natural foods such as fruits easily digested, leaving the energy available for more productive pursuits. So now we will take famous vegetarians. There are various famous vegetarians in the world, those who become famous by eating only vegetarian diet. So there is no restraint that you will not become famous if you don't eat meat. Albert Einstein was a vegetarian. Isaac Newton was a vegetarian. Mahatma Gandhi was a vegetarian. Plato was a vegetarian. He was a philosopher. Socrates was a vegetarian. Pythagoras, who gave the Pythagoras theorem, was a vegetarian. Leonardo da Vinci was a vegetarian. Larry Bird, all-time great basketball player, he was a vegetarian. Greg Chappell, former Australian cricketer, was a vegetarian. Carl Lewis, the best racer of the world, was a vegetarian. Edwin Moses, 400 meter hurdle world record holder, was a vegetarian. Billie Jean King, the tennis champions of 70s, was a vegetarian. Martina Navratilova, the Wimbledon champion, was a vegetarian. So many people, those who are vegetarian, famous people. So there is no restraint, Prabhuji. My friends are pushing me to eat eggs. Without eating eggs, how can I become famous, powerful, intelligent? It's wrong, actually. With fruits and nuts, you can become more powerful and intelligent. Health reasons. So why should not we take meat? Effects of meat on health. Heart disease, the number one killer. Maximum heart disease come to people, those who take what? Meat. Responsible for approximately 50% of the deaths in Britain. In Britain, maximum people die of eating meat due to heart attacks. As early as 1961, the Journal of American Medical Association said 97% of heart disease can be prevented by a vegetarian diet. If you become a vegetarian, you can prevent 97% of the heart diseases. In India, men are more prone to heart diseases and females are less prone to heart diseases because men eat more non-vegetarian food than the females at house, and that is why more heart diseases. Cancer. The number two killer. First was heart attacks. Second is cancer. Cooked meat and fish contains carcinogens which attack the cell's DNA after it and develops cancer. So it develops cancer. Slowly, gradually, it is sweet poison will enter in your body. You will taste, maza aa gaya. Wow, what a party. But slowly, gradually, you are getting the carcinogen. DNAs will deplete and you will become a cancer patient later on in your life. Harmful chemicals. Meat contains 14 times more chemicals and pesticides than the plant foods. So these are the harmful effects. And the fifth is world hunger. This is very, very important to understand. How can we prevent the world hunger? Most of the people, those who come to Krishna consciousness, when we go for preaching, people ask, your temple is only preaching about Krishna consciousness. You people always keep chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. But why don't you people do something for the hunger? This question comes to your mind. Why don't you people do something for the hunger? So the answer for this, 20 million people die annually as a result of malnutrition. Malnutrition means deficiency of the important nutrients in the body. 20 million people die annually. This is the condition of the people, those who die with the malnutrition every year. UN Secretary General recently admitted meat consumption in rich countries is key cause for hunger around the world. What is the key cause? Meat eating. So whosoever is sitting here, those people don't like eating vegetarian food, already left from the class because they don't like the topic of eating only vegetarian food. But those people, those are sticking here, you should go out and tell, if you really want to help hunger, stop eating meat. And I will give you the analysis of each and everything. How can meat eating can help, non-vegetarian stop eating can help you improving the hunger around the world. Like 16 kgs of grain. 16 kgs of grain can feed 20 people. And 16 kgs of grain create only 1 kg of beef. If cow eats 16 kgs of grains, grass, it creates only 1 kg of beef, which can feed only 2 people. And 16 kg of grains can feed how many people? So eating meat is reducing the number by 18 people. 18 people are hungry because 2 people have taken their share of food. If we stop eating beef, 16 kgs of grains can feed so many people, 20 people in a day. So if you want to improve the number of people, those who can take food every day, you have to stop eating meat. And you have to ask others also to stop eating meat, actually. So Krishna consciousness, becoming Krishna conscious means that you are improving the number of people fed every day because you are not eating meat. Somebody was telling me one day in his ISKCON temple only, he was saying that, Prabhuji, before coming to Krishna consciousness, my stomach was a graveyard. My stomach was a graveyard. I said, graveyard? Yes. Sometimes I used to grave buffalo, sometimes cow, sometimes pig, sometimes even dog. Yes. And people are crazy about eating meat in Japan. People have started eating children. Those children, those who are unborn babies, when they abort and come out of the womb of a mother, Chinese people, Japanese people sell and people take it because it is very soft, very smooth, and people taste it, eat it. And also they eat fresh juice, you know, fresh juice of whom? Not oranges, not apple, pineapple. They eat fresh juice of monkey. Of monkey. Prabhuji, how do they create? You want to listen how they create monkey juice, fresh juice? They don't put in mixers jars and to create the fresh juice. They just take one monkey, take one sharp knife, cut the head from here. Open the basket like this, insert the straw and start drinking the blood. This is fresh juice of monkey. People are crazy. Meat eating is making people crazy. People are becoming animals actually. So if you want to make them human at least, you have to ask them chant Hare Krishna. If they start chanting Hare Krishna, they can at least become humans. But becoming a devotee is a later chapter. First you have to make people like humans. 100 million people could be adequately fed using the land freed if Americans reduce their intake of meat by a mere 10%. If you reduce just 10% of meat eating, we can feed around 100 million people every day. And by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we are feeding so many poor people by the two programs. One program is Food for Life. Every day in the 10 kilometer radius, we feed Khichdi Prasadam. We are doing so much for the hunger. We feed people with the Food for Life program. And we have one more program called Annamrita, ISKCON's Food Relief Foundation program. Through that program we feed 1.2 million children every day. Not every year, every day. 12 lakh poor children. Every day. Just imagine. We are doing so much for hunger. And by making people Krishna conscious, we are stopping them eating meat. Means we are helping 100 million people getting their food. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. The average American consumes in 72 years lifetime approx 11 cattle. This is the diet of one American. If he have lived for 72 years, how he has eaten animals? 11 cattle, 3 lambs and sheep, 23 pigs, 45 turkeys. Turkey is a type of hen. 1100 chickens and 862 pounds of fish. Analysis. Just imagine. Isn't it looking like a zoo inside the stomach? Huh? Zoo inside the stomach. So many animals. This may be at the cost of someone dying of malnutrition. One person has eaten so much of non-veg, enjoyed his life, party time and gone. Died. But he has taken so many people's food. If he have not taken to non-vegetarian eating, he could have fed to so many malnutrition children. According to the Population References Bureau, if everyone adopted vegetarian diet, Current food production would theoretically feed 10 billion people more than the projected population for the year 2050. We have enough food. And food cost will also reduce. Bolte na mehngai ho gayi, mehngai ho gayi. The cost is increasing every day. It will reduce if you start eating only vegetarian food. No deficiency of vegetarian food available. The problem is people are thinking that we are advancing, cheating the American people. They also eat meat, we also eat meat. They also smoke, we also smoke. They also drink, we also drink. They watch movies, we watch movies. But we are deteriorating our Krishna consciousness culture of India. And that is why there are so many problems. Because our body is not meant like American's body. Our body is meant for Krishna consciousness. Bharat bhumi te janam leile bhagyavan yaar, janam sartak kari kari paropkar. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to say, if you have taken birth in India, you are very, very fortunate. You should become a good human being, good devotee, and then preach this Krishna consciousness to entire world. Everybody sitting here, each and everybody, you have to preach others about this, what you have learned today until now. You have to go and preach. This is real Krishna consciousness actually. And the cruelty. This is the worst part of this slide. Cruelty. What kind of cruelty people do to taste their tongues, to feed their stomach. Cruelty. Modern slaughterhouses, worse than a hell. Worse than a hell. Worse than a hell. Hens are so tightly packed in the battery cages that they cannot move an inch during their encagement. When they are in the cages, they cannot move an inch. They are like packed. Where the standards say what? Hens are forced to lay up 200 to 220 eggs every year, leading to weakened bones and feather loss. This is the reality. So this is the reality. What taste your tongue has taken somebody's life actually. This is cruelty people are doing. And you know, the biggest part of tension nowadays, India is number one exporter of meat. India, number one. We are not number one in Krishna consciousness. We are not number one in book distribution. We are not number one in chanting Hare Krishna. We are number one in what? Meat exports. We are helping these people. Slaughtering. Cruelty. In the US alone, 660,000 animals are killed for meat every hour. 660,000 animals killed. Like this. Like animals are killed brutally. Very cruelly. While our bodies are the living graves of murdered animals, how can we accept an ideal conditions on earth? George Bernard Shaw has said this. Till the time people keep killing, you can think, I don't eat meat. Why the slides are for me? Okay, you don't eat meat. But your friends, your family, you are helping so many people. When somebody comes to you and asks for donations, I am serving an NGO. We are working for the rights of the poor children. We are working for the rights of the humanity. We are working for the population control. And you give donations, you give your money to them. You never know. They are eating meat from that money. And if they are eating meat from that money, you are a part of slaughtering. Part of slaughtering actually. So you have to go through the karma cycle. For every action, equal and opposite reaction. So never give money to the people, those whom you don't know, in the form of helping people. They can eat meat also from that. When you give money to the poor people standing on red lights, they can eat meat. They will go through the cruelty. They can eat chicken, they can drink alcohol, and you are helping poor people. Prabhuji, I am very soft at heart and I am helping a poor person. Is it wrong? Not helping a poor person is not wrong actually. But the way you are helping is wrong. You are helping him with cash of money. And with that money he can eat meat. And when he will eat meat, you are helping slaughtering. Terrorism. Riots. Wars. Nuclear threats. It's a fact that meat eating reduces respect for all kinds of life, including that of humans. First people start eating small insects, then chicken, then eggs, then slowly gradually pigs, then cows, then camels, then humans. That is why terrorism is coming, because people are brutal, cruel. They don't think of killing anybody, that I'm taking anybody's life. Every living entity has a life, whether it is a hen, ant, or it's an animal, or it's a man, or it's a female. There's a story, Shishi Rukmani Dwarkadish ki jai, Jagannath Baldev Subhadra ki jai, God Nitaya Shrila Prabhupada ki jai. There's a very beautiful story, comes from Puran. There was one hunter, his name was Mrigarari. He used to kill so many animals every day for earning his livelihood. And how he used to kill? Just half killed. He used to cut the throat and leave it like this. Blood starts flowing from the body of animal or a goat or a buffalo or a cow. And they're just shivering in the last moment of their death. And they pray to that Mrigarari, to that hunter, please leave me, please leave me. But Mrigarari used to enjoy, oh, how he is dying, how he is dying. He was very happy. One day Narad Muni, who is a brilliant devotee of Lord, he always keeps chanting Narayan, Narayan. He came there and he asked that hunter, hey hunter, why are you killing these animals and living like this? If you want to really kill them for your profession, for your livelihood, just cut them in one shot. Why are you troubling them by killing slowly, slowly? The hunter said, I am enjoying my profession. And if I don't kill them, my family will die. But you know, your family will not get the negative karmas of your this work, your action. Why? I am feeding them on the money earned from this wrong method. They have to go through the negative karmas of my life. Narad Muni said, okay, go to your family back and ask your family, are they going to take your negative actions, reactions? Hunter went back to his family and asked, mother, are you going to take my bad reactions because I am earning the livelihood by killing the animals? Then the mother said, why should I be part of your negative reactions? You are killing. It is your duty to earn the livelihood. You can earn simply by doing some hard work. But it is your choice that you kill the animals and you learn the livelihood. So this reactions will be to you only, not to me. Then he goes to father. Father, are you going to take the part of my reactions? Father said, why should I? It's your duty to earn the livelihood. You can earn the livelihood by doing some hard work. Why should be I a part of your negative reactions? Then he thought, what should I do now? Then he went to the wife. You are my soul, you are my part and parcel, you are my part of my life, you are my partner, you are my better half. Will you tell me that, will you take my half negative reactions of my life, of my wrong deeds? Wife said, why should I? It is your duty to manage the family, to manage the kids. How you earn, it is up to you. You have to pay back. Why should I pay back? Then his mind gets, oh, I have to do something now. He came back to Narad Muni. Narad Muni asked him, yes, hunter, what did your family reply? Then hunter said, Narad Muni, you were right actually. Nobody is going to take the part of my bad activities. Nobody is helping me. Nobody is partnering me. Narad Muni said, that's why I told you that don't do bad activities. Leave it. Then he asked, if I leave it, who will take care of my family? Because I am illiterate. I don't know how to earn my livelihood. Then he said, just believe in your guru. Just believe in your guru. If you believe in your guru's words, you can earn your livelihood also. But the first thing is Ado Shraddha. You have to have faith in the words of your guru. Then Narad Muni said, stop this killing from now and start chanting the names of the Lord. What do you have to chant? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Then the hunter said, only by chanting this mantra, Hare Krishna, will I be able to get the livelihood? Will I be able to feed my parents, my children, my wife? Then Narad Muni said, yes, believe on me, you will be able to feed. Then he started chanting, sitting under a tree, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare. For various days, nobody came to him. And his family was dying of hunger. But he has faith in the words of his guru. He said, I will not kill animal. I will not go for that wrong deeds now. I will keep chanting Hare Krishna. Whether Lord will help me or not, I will keep the faith of my guru. Then what happened later on? Narad Muni saw from sky that this hunter is walking by jumping. Then he asked, hunter, why are you jumping like this in jungle? He said, I am scared of killing an ant. I am scared of killing an ant coming under my feet. He became so pious, so renunciate, that he start taking care of not killing even an ant. What to talk about animals? Then Narad Muni said, now you are purified. Now you are? Now your livelihood will come. Next day when he sat for chanting Hare Krishna, all the villagers said, oh, you know, one hunter became a saint. One hunter became a saint. Just go and feed that hunter. And everybody prepared some food from their families, bought for that hunter and said, hunter, now eat it. Hunter said, I can eat only a small part of it. What to do with so many pots in front of me? Then hunter thought of supplying food for life program. And he started food for life program like ISKCON. We get so many donations that we start feeding so many poor people. So like that, it happens. You have to have faith on the words of your guru. So that person can earn the livelihood. It is not at all required to kill animal anywhere. Because every living entity has a life. And if you are killing somebody, it means you are doing hinsa. You are doing hinsa. Okay. So now, can we deny that brutality against animals makes us more brutal too? Video, meet your meat. So there is a video, small. You can look how the meat is being prepared in the slaughterhouses. Some problem with the video? Kali Yuga? No problem, we can carry forward. The karmic consequences. All of our actions, including our choice of food, have karmic consequences. You can look at this beautiful picture. There's a man having a face of a cow and cow having a face of a man. Because if you cut a cow or a buffalo or a goat in this lifetime, in the next lifetime, that will become a man and will kill you. By inflicting injuries, pain and death, one must in the future experience the suffering caused. When the suffering comes to us, we ask questions. Why me? For the sufferings. The sufferings are because of our bad activities we have done in the past. Srila Prabhupada explains, by killing animal, not only will we be buried of the human form, but we will have to take an animal form. And somehow or other be killed by the same type of animal we have killed. This is the law of nature. You have to go through that law of nature. Law of nature will not leave you. May the constitution of India can leave you for murdering somebody. But the law of nature will never leave you for killing an animal, for killing even an ant. When you drive your car, you kill so many ants unknowingly. When you drive your car, you kill so many squirrels, rats under your car. So how can you take away from these kind of karmic reactions? There is only one thing, which is Krishna consciousness. When you chant Hare Krishna, that helps you going away from your sins. Only purificatory process is chanting of the Hare Krishna holy name. Nothing else. You can look at this picture. When somebody is taken to the Narka and there are so many animals who operate the man like, and we operate the animal in our houses for making meats. Similarly, the man has been cut into pieces and all animals have dishes, dinner of that man. This is the actions. Those who oil, those who just give the animals into the pots of oils, frying, and similarly kind of frying will be happening to the person when you leave this body, actually. Mahabharata says, the purchaser of flesh performs violence by his wealth. He who eats flesh does so by enjoying its taste. Mahabharata says the killer does hinsa by actually tying and killing the animals. All of these are to be considered meat eaters. Srila Prabhupada explains, every living creature is a son of the Supreme Lord and he does not tolerate even an ant being killed. One has to pay for it. So if we kill an ant also, if we kill a lizard, rats also, we have to pay for it. In order to revive the finer tissues of the brain to understand subtle things, one must give up meat eating, said by Srila Prabhupada. So, quotes from some world famous personalities will make you more stern on how not to eat meat. Mahatma Gandhi used to say, I do feel that spiritual progress does demand at some stage that we should cease to kill our fellow creatures for the satisfaction of our bodily wants. Albert Einstein, our task must be to widen our circles of compassion to embrace all living creatures including animals. John Woolman says, to say we love God at the same time exercise cruelty towards a creature moving by life derived from God is a contradiction in itself. People talk about Mother Teresa. She was so nice. She helped so many people. But when there was a party, they used to eat beef, kill cows. How can you say that they people are helping? They are compassionate. They are actually not compassionate because they are only compassionate to the human beings, not to the living beings. We are compassionate to the living beings, not to the human beings. This is the difference between our compassion and the other's compassion. Lord Krishna describes in Gita, food prepared more than 3 hours before being eaten, food that is tasteless, decomposed and putrid, and food consisting of remnants and untouchable thing, is dear to those in the mode of darkness. So, as a Krishna conscious person, you should always eat fresh food. It should not be a food of the last night. And nowadays people have a habit of eating last night food in keeping the refrigerators. So that is wrong actually. You will be considered as a mode of darkness. If you want to be in mode of goodness, you have to eat a fresh food. Nicely prepared for the Lord, offered to the Lord, eat it. Food such as milk products, grains, fruits, vegetables increase the duration of life, purifies one's existence and gives strength, health, happiness and satisfaction. So milk products, grains, fruits, vegetables increases the duration of life. So if you want to live long, so don't say only, live long, live long, live long, my wishes are with you, live long, live long, live long. It will not help. You have to live long, then you have to be on the vegetarian diet actually. On the contrary, food such as meat and fish are described as putrid, decomposed and unclean. So now plants and the trees also have souls. So people ask this question, plants also have life. Why you people kill plants? Why you people take to fruits and vegetables? They also have life. If you are saying that we should not kill, then why are you killing trees? Why are you killing animals? Why are you killing plants and trees? So, isn't it eating them killing? Because your Shastra says, Jivo Jivasya Jivanam. One Jiva is the food of the other Jiva. Unliving entity is food for another in the struggle for existence. And that is why we eat meat. If we eat our designated food in a way prescribed by the Lord, we are freed of all sins. If it is designated by the Lord. For example, there is an army man fighting on the borders. And if he is fighting, while fighting he kills an enemy from Pakistan, Indian borders man, military force. What the Indian army will reward him? Medals? Paramvir Chakras, Ashok Chakras, Veer Chakras, And the same man, after getting that medal, comes back to his civilian dress, to his family, meeting his family in Delhi. And while coming to Delhi, he goes under a fight. And he took out his service revolver and kills the person. What he will be getting? Reward? What? Punishment. Why? What is the reason? Anybody? Why? What is the reason that he is now being punished for the same action he did on the borders? What is the difference?
Unlawful.
Unauthorized. On border he was killing on the order of his commander, on the order of the government. But when he come back to his country, to his city, he is killing on his own will. Similarly, Bhagavad Gita says that what you can eat and what you cannot eat. If you follow that scriptures, you are eating on the commander's order. And commander is Krishna. He is controlling the entire world. And he is saying, Patram pushpam phalam toyam yome bhaktya prayashati. You have to eat only patram, leaves, pushpam, flowers, phalam, fruits, and toyam, water. He never saying, andam, meetam, pyajam, lesam. He's not saying anywhere. Bhagavad Gita. Nowhere Shastra is explaining it. So if we are eating fruits on the order of commander, we will not get any sin. When Arjuna asked Krishna, while the battlefield of Bhagavad Gita, Mahabharata, he asked, if I kill Kauravas, I will get so many sin of killing my kingsmen, my family men. Krishna says, you will not get any single sin if you kill on my order. You are killing these people on my order. So when we cut fruits, when we eat fruits, when we cut vegetables, we are doing it on the order of Krishna, commander of this universe. We are not doing by the will. But when we are eating meat, we are doing it by our will, because neither our body is meant for eating non-vegetarian food, neither the commander is allowing it. So from two-way angle, you can understand that if you want to be sin-free, you have to eat vegetarian food. Krishna instructs Arjuna, the devotee of the Lord are released from all kinds of sins because they eat food which is offered first for sacrifice. Bhagavad Gita, 3rd chapter, 13th shloka. Says, Yajna Shishtan Ashno Muchyante Sarvakalbisham. If you really want to be sin free, you have to offer all the food prepared, vegetarian food prepared to me. So somebody can say, I am not a non-vegetarian eater, so I am not sinful. But you are also sinful if you are not offering the food, vegetarian food to the Lord, actually. So whatever you prepare, grains, rice, dal, sabzi, anything what you prepare at your home, you should first offer it to the Lord as per Bhagavad Gita. If you offer, then Krishna will take away all the sins containing in that grains, in that food. You can say, what kind of sins you are talking about comes in the grains? There are so many sins comes in grain, because the people's cheating propensity, the cheating mentality comes in the grains. Cheating propensity, cheating mentality. Who was a farmer? Might he have done some cheating? Who was the stockist? Might he have done some cheating? Who was the dealer? He has done some cheating. So on different levels, so many cheatings were done that the cheating propensity comes inside the grains. And when you eat it without offering to the Lord, you are eating actually the sins of other people. And that is why devotees only eat Krishna Prasadam. Why? Because they want to get free of sins. On one side, you want to stop the fire of anger, lust, greed, attachment, and other side, you are pouring lots of ghee inside the fire by eating food outside. When you eat the chola bhaturas and samosas and so many things outside on the roads, actually you are eating not the tasty food, you are eating the sins of so many people. Because when somebody cooks the food, his intentions, his mentality also comes inside the food. And that is why devotees only eat food prepared by the devotees who chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So you offer food to Krishna, then there will be two positive points. First, Krishna gave you back the Krishna Prasadam. Krishna gives you back the Krishna. When we offer to the Lord, that is called as Bhoga. That is called as
Bhoga.
Bhoga means he can utilize that. He can be enjoyer. He can eat it. Bhoga. And when it been returned to the devotee, it becomes Prasadam. So never overlap these two words. People are confused by these two words. Prabhuji, I am eating Bhoga. You cannot eat Bhoga, because Bhoga can be eaten by only Lord, because he is Bhokta Ram Yagya Tapsam Sarvaloka Maheshram. He can only the enjoyer of the entire universe food. So he is called as Bhokta, and that is why he eat Bhoga. When he returns, that becomes Prasada. Prasadam means Prabhu. Pra means Prabhu, Sa means Sakshat, Da means Darshan. Prabhu ke Sakshat Darshan means Prasadam. So one can ask, Prabhuji, but how come the same plate of sabzi, chapati and rice goes to the altar of the Lord and comes back as it is? And how can you say that it becomes prasadam from bhoga to prasadam? So you can understand by the example, by the analogy, that when Holi will come, Deepavali will come, we give gifts to the people. Happy birthday, Hare Krishna, happy Holi, happy Diwali. Like this. This is a tumbler. This is a flask. This is a glass full of water. If I say, Prabhuji, this water is for you, he will drink that water. Now, in Indian culture, we don't return the empty glass. I will fill it with juice. Okay? Now, filling with juice, now I'm returning back to the Prabhuji. Seeing the people will think, oh, the same steel glass I gave him and he's returning the same steel glass. But when it was given, it was full of water. When it was returned, it was full of juice. Similarly, when we offer the chapati, roti, sabzi and rice to the Lord, it is full of sin. When it comes back, it is full of mercy. Haribol. So it comes back with the full of mercy. So thinking, material people think, oh, it is one and the same. These people are actually, these people are crazy. Putting the chapati in front of the Lord, two chapatis given to the Lord, returning the two chapatis, they are thinking it is prasadam, hari bol, hari bol. How can it become prasadam? This is the logic. When it goes to the Lord, it is full of sin. When it comes back, it is full of mercy. And that is why if you want to sin free, you have to chant Hare Krishna and eat only Krishna prasadam. Okay, so can I finish over here or you want to discuss more? So Krishna Prasadam can feed you two things, nourishment of the body and the nourishment of your... When we eat on normal food, it is only the nourishment for the body. But when you eat Prasadam, it is nourishment for the soul also. So when you chant Hare Krishna, that is the food for soul. But when you eat prasadam also, with the consciousness of eating prasadam, not by the consciousness of matar paneer and halwa sabzi, by the consciousness of eating prasadam, actually you are feeding your soul also. Because just imagine, think about it, Krishna has eaten this food. Oh Krishna, the entire universe Lord, you have eaten this food and now I have returned the mercy in the form of the prasadam. And I am eating. I am so fortunate that today I am getting the chance of eating the food coming from your hands. Amazing realization if you think like this. And that is why our society's name is International Society for Krishna Consciousness. It is not International Society for Krishna's activity. These people are doing activity. Because they're standing. They're ignoring what has been telling. I am telling here. Krishna says, more than me is my katha. If you hear my philosophy, then you can become more stronger in understanding who is Krishna. These people standing. They're not understanding what I'm speaking. They're just coming and going. Because they don't know. This is fortunate people, those who can sit and listen here. You people are very, very fortunate because you stick here and you are listening to the transcendental knowledge coming from the scriptures. It's very, very fortunate people. If only two people will remain, I will keep on speaking because I know Krishna has chosen only two people. I am not scared of that. Oh, this room is vacant now. People have gone. For whom should I speak? When Srila Prabhupada went to America, he was alone. And he started speaking alone. He started speaking, thinking that I am not speaking only for the people. I am speaking for Krishna. And you should sit here thinking, I am not hearing only. I am hearing for the pleasure of Krishna. Then that's become relishable Krishna consciousness. Your life will be successful, actually. People only come to get the darshan and just go back. If you want to be a perfect devotee, the two things in a life should always be there. First is, your sadhana should be very strong. Today we have discussed in our class. Your sadhana should be very strong. And the second thing, your siddhanta, your philosophy should be very strong. If your philosophy is weak, and that will become sentimental religion. You just come, have darshan of the Lord, haribol, haribol, prasadam, gol, and then you go back to your house. Will not change your consciousness. If you want to change your consciousness, make your sadhana very strong. Sadhana means you're chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. You're associating with the devotion people. You're reading of the scriptures. You're hearing of the scriptures. And then second thing, your philosophy. Understand this philosophy. If you find any single devotee who knows the philosophy, whatever you have to do, just grab him. Take his time. Prabhuji, when are you free? Mataji, when are you free? I just want to learn the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. If you learn the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, only then you can be a sustainable devotee. Otherwise, you will be a coming and going devotee. Coming, taking darshan, going back. That is also good. That is not bad. But that is not perfect. Once Prabhupada was there, Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj, he was also known as Prabhupada. And Abhacharan, ISKCON's founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada was sitting and hearing his lecture. Many of his people, those who were sitting in the class, start leaving that class because the class was going long for 6 hours. But the ISKCON's founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada was sitting and continuously hearing what my spiritual master is saying. And after 6 hours, when he opened his eyes, Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj asked, Abhacharan, you are only here. Where are all other people? Suddenly other people came back. Brahmacharis of the temple and the sannyasis of the temple. They came back. Maharaj, your class was very long. After 3 hours we left. We were in Vrindavan. We thought we should have some darshan. So we went for the darshan. Shishri Rukmani Dwarka Dish ki jai. Jagannath Baldev Subhadra Maharani Gaurnitai ki jai. So we went for the darshan. Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj said, you just went for the darshan. That darshan which is without philosophy is the plastic exercise of your eyes. If we really want to have the darshan, you have to get the darshan through ears. Through ears, not through eyes. Isiliye bolte hain sincere. Kya bolte hain? Sincere. Sincere means somebody who has seen the Krishna through ears. Seen through ears is sincere. Seen through ears. And darshan, shastra means philosophy. One can have the darshan, real darshan of the Lord, who hears about Lord more and more, more and more. So if you want to become a devotee, so took to vegetarianism, that can help the world hunger also, that can help the poor people also, that can help the malnutrition people also, poor children, and that can make your consciousness also pure, that can make you sin free, and keep chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare, Hare Krishna. Any questions, anybody? Yes, Prabhuji. Mike.
Thank you, Prabhuji, for this wonderful lecture on meditation based on evidence-based scientific methods and scripture.
Thank you, Prabhuji.